A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Conviction, by Aaron Alston. Read for you by Mark Thompson.
Chapter 1. Infirmary Level, Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
The medical readout board on the carbonite pod flickered, then went dark, announcing that the young man just being thawed from suspended animation, Valen Horn, Jedi Knight, was dead. Master Silgall, preeminent physician of the Jedi Order, felt a jolt of alarm ripple through the Force. It was not her own alarm. The emotion was the natural reaction of all those gathered to see Valen and his sister Gisella rescued from an unfair, unwarranted sentence, imposed not by a court of justice, but by Galactic Alliance Chief of State Dalla herself. Had they come to see these Jedi Knights freed, and instead become witness to a tragedy? But what Silgall didn't feel in the Force was the winking out of a life. Valen was still there, a diminished but intact presence in the Force. She waved at the assembly, a calming motion.
Be still!
She did not need to exert herself through the Force. Most of those present were Jedi Masters and Jedi Knights, who respected her authority. Not one of them was easily panicked, not even the little girl beside Han and Leia. Standing between Valen's and Gisella's hover gurneys with her assistant Tekly, Silgall concentrated on the young man lying to her right. His body gleamed with a trace of dark fluid, all that remained of the melted carbonite that had imprisoned him. He was as still as the dead. Silgall pressed her huge, webbed hand against his throat to check his pulse. She found it, shallow but steady. The readout board flickered again, and the lights came up in all their colors, strong. The pulse monitor flickering with Valen's heartbeat, the encephaloscan beginning to jitter with its measurements of Valen's brain activity. Tekly, a Chadra fan, her diminutive size and glossy fur coat giving her the aspect of a plush toy instead of an experienced Jedi Knight and physician, spun away from Valen's gurney and toward the one beside it. On it lay Gisella Horn, slight of build, also gleaming a bit with unevaporated carbonite residue. Tekly put one palm against Gisella's forehead and pressed the fingers of her other hand across Gisella's wrist. Silgall nodded. Computerized monitors might fail, but the Force sense of a trained Jedi would not. At least not under these conditions. Tekly glanced back at Silgall and gave a brisk nod. All was well. The pulse under Silgall's hand began to strengthen and quicken. Also good. Also normal. Silgall moved around the head of the gurney and stood on the far side, a step back from Valen. When he awoke, his vision would be clouded, and perhaps his judgment as well. It would not do for him to wake with a large form standing over him, gripping his throat. Violence might result.